Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about the Friday practice sessions that just happened in Portimao. Now, before we get into it, here is how they finished. Enea Bastianini topped the practice from Jack Miller, Marc Marquez, Jorge Martin, Brad Binder, Marco Bezzecchi, Maverick Vinales, Pecco Bagnaia, Fabio Quartararo, Alex Rins, Pedro Acosta, Fabio Di Giantonio, Alex Marquez, Aleix Espargaró, Franco Morbidelli, Taka Nakagami, Miguel Oliveira, Raul Fernandez, Joan Mir, Johan Zarco, Augusto Fernandez, and Luca Marini was last. Now, Portimao was actually quite dirty offline. I know there was a bit damp conditions and rain overnight, and the track wasn't in the best condition for FP1. But FP2 was a pretty good session, if I'm honest. You know, Enea Bastianini did do the fastest lap on his 17th of 21 laps. So it was really, really good to see him up there fighting for it. You know, he was pretty okay on form up to this race last year when he fell and was hit by Luca Marini when he fell off his bike. Good session from Jack Miller. Again, you know, sketchy conditions in the morning, but he did do a really good lap towards the end, obviously putting him into second place. Marc Marquez, again, really good session this morning, fastest in kind of mixture of conditions. But, you know, he did crash, lost, well, it looks like he lost the back of the bike, but he lost the front and the back at the same time into turn five, I believe. Just laid out with about a minute to go, so that was his session over, but he was comfortably in there. Jorge Martin, again, doesn't look very stable on the bike, I must admit, especially into the brake zone of turn one. Bike looks very leery and all over the place. Brad Binder is running new aero, a new wing on the back. There's actually a double-decker type of wing at the back. Also little winglets on the seat panel. He's running a frame update just by his foot. I think it's an aluminium, new aluminium part to the frame just by where his foot comes in. And also he is running a new front aero. Now, Jack is not running this. It is Binder and Acosta are running those. Really good session from Marco Bezzecchi. Now, he did do his fastest lap on the last lap, but again, overall pace, he is not too bad. Maverick Vinales did a pretty good second in early morning practice. Seventh. Now, he has a bug, some gastroenteritis bug. He was seen in his garage wearing a mask, not wanting to infect his teammates, let's just call it. Pecco Bagnaia, very strange for Pecco. Didn't seem to be there or thereabouts. He is half a second behind, well, 4/10 of a second. But saying that, if you look at it, he's only 2/10 of a second behind Martin. Have a feeling, Joe, with the mixtures of the session in the morning, he was mainly focusing on getting setup done, but also he did do a couple of fast laps towards the end. On his last lap, he did set his best lap. Fabio Quartararo, really good practice from him. Drawn ninth place, straight into Q2, which was their goal. Not too far off Pecco, if I am very honest. But again, you know, he is definitely going to struggle for the rest of the weekend. You know, he is fast in the fast bits, but he is struggling in the slow bits. Rins as well, really solid, 8/1000 of a second behind Quartararo, so he's definitely going to give it to him over the course of the weekend, so it will be very, very interesting to see. Pedro Acosta in 11th, thought he did very well. I'm very surprised that he is getting the new parts over Jack, if I'm very honest, but we will just wait and see from there. Fabio Di Giantonio, good enough session, you know. He is not so far behind. Like, he's realistically 4/10 between himself and Jorge Martin, which is the second fastest Ducati. And if you look at it to Mark, he's in around 4.5/10. So it's nothing major. I think he can definitely get up there. Again, Alex Marquez, the gap does jump a bit. Alex is half a second behind Mark. But again, you know, he did have a crash, remounted, and got on with it. So not a bad effort overall. Aleix Espargaró did have a weird crash in turn four. you know, it is definitely pretty strange to crash there. But again, he did his best lap on the last, his last qualifying lap. But again, he will have to go through Q1. Franco Morbidelli, much better improvement, if I'm honest. But he did crash just before turn 9. Weird crash, just tend to last the front, I think, and did crash there. Also, Marini did crash in there just after him as well. Taka Nakagami was the best Honda. You know, really good lap of him. He was in third at one stage. You know, and overall, 9/10 of a second behind Bastianini, which is not a bad effort, to be fair. Miguel Oliveira, again, kind of a little understated session, just about a second off. Didn't really see too much of him, but he was closely followed by Raul Fernandez. And actually, very interesting, they both had the exact same lap time, 139.048. But Oliveira set his time, I believe, earlier, so he got the 17th and Raul was an 18th. Joan Mir, again, was the second Honda. Again, didn't really see too much of him. Johan Zarco as well, very similar. Not a lot between himself and Mir, if I'm honest. But then saying that, there's also not a lot between the Hondas in all. There's about 1/10 of a second between Taka Nakagami, Mir and Zarco. Augusto Fernandez, still not able to close that gap. Well, he is in a way, though. He's like 6/10 of a second now behind Acosta, but I would think that will grow over the course of the weekend. Luca Marini, he did crash, as I did mention, 1.7 seconds behind the lap that Bastianini set. But with Marini, he was testing in Jerez, and he had a massive, massive high side in turn 3 in Jerez. So I'd say he's still feeling the effects and the bruising of that. Overall, I thought it was a pretty interesting practice session. A lot of people sticking their head above the turret saying, I want to be there. So, you know, it makes me really excited for tomorrow's sprint race. I think it's going to be all guns blazing. Very, very hard to pick a winner. But tomorrow, I still think it's going to be very hard to look past Jorge Martin. But I will go for Brad Binder. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. Who do you think is going to win the sprint? And what did you think of today's practice session? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.